Coming up on show 1113, the Shanghai-made Model Y could be heading for Europe, and I'll tell you the details. Also on the show today, Nissan's new EV is, reminder, not an EV. I'll tell you why. We're talking electric classic car conversions. Really interesting story today. And Geely, behind Polestar, etc., have a new EV brand and it's already sold out. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Welcome to EV News Daily for Monday, 14th of June. My name is Martin Lee, going through every EV story so you don't have to, and I'm pleased to say feeling and also sounding a lot better. We'll start with the headline story today. Top of the shop, and that's a tweet from MortonLund89, someone I follow for a long time on Twitter, who says, the cat's out of the bag, the made in China Model Y, not 3, Model Y, coming to Europe Q3. Let's have a look at the story and work out what it means. Well, the Chinese-made Model Y will be available here in Europe from the third quarter of this year, sources say. The news shared on Twitter by the chap who likes to track the ships. He's a bit of an expert tracker. Has a Patreon for it as well, for those that want to get deep into supply chain stuff. Is significant because Elon Musk has indeed pegged Europe as a key market for the Model Y, says the Driven's website. Elon believes Model Y will be so popular it will outsell 3, S and X combined, and it appears this may indeed come to pass. Now, the source is credible, according to the original tweet around this, and suggests that the delay of the long-range all-wheel drive Model 3s reaching Europe could be a result of Tesla deciding to use that shipping capacity instead for Model Y. And I've got to be honest, I'd have a Y over a 3 based on my family situation and just needing a little bit of extra utility for pushchairs and baby stuff and things like that. I know that the cars are effectively the same. I mean, under the skin, the Y has been a bit more updated, and then the 3 has followed, etc. But, you know, basically, there's so many, Tesla makes so many changes all of the time that whether that change happens first to the 3 or the Y, or it's in Fremont or it's in China, you know that at some point all the other cars are going to catch up and the changes are constant. So, yeah, I'd absolutely buy a Model Y that came out of a Chinese factory. No worries about that. This source reportedly saying that the refreshed 2022 S and X will reach Europe in the next quarter. And that's where I have my doubts, because the delivery estimates on Tesla's design studio in the UK, whilst they might not be accurate down to the day, you know, the minute and the hour, they're pretty good. And they still say that if you buy a new S or a new X, it's going to be delivered at the end of 22. That's a year and a half away. Now, okay, I might be looking at the UK design studio that is for right-hand drive versions. Now, this could be a European issue, so there is that caveat. More work needs to be done, but it would be very good if the refreshed S and X, plaid or long range, or any combination of any of those, were indeed, if not where I am, right-hand drive UK, but certainly mainland Europe. Well, by the end of the year, that would be fantastic for those customers and fans of Tesla over here that really want to get inside those new cars. The news is interesting because it's known that the Model Y production, it will be a focus of Berlin. Now, Berlin, I said for a long time, the first cars would come out of that in July, and it is so clear that that's not going to happen now. Through a variety of factors, it's now looking like the end of the year that Berlin could be spooling up and the first customer cars coming out by the end of the year for Model Y. Again, I don't know if that's only left-hand drive, but it would be right-hand drive. It would be left-hand drive first, of course, and then I'd have to wait a little bit longer to get the right-hand drive version over here. But either way, what does it say that they're taking Model Ys out of China and taking them to Europe? Some say it means there's no demand for the Model Y in China. That's one opinion. You could also be of the opinion that the Model Y sells for more money in Europe than in China. So by making it there, by not selling it there, by actually disappointing Chinese customers, but by taking them out of the country, you make more money, more margin by selling them to Europeans. You could also argue that, contrary opinion. Or could it mean that Berlin is actually even more delayed than we've been publicly told? There are many things that you could assume. We know nothing yet, but we think that this rumour is true and that the Model Y will be in Europe sometime Q3. It's a big old window, isn't it? But, you know, July, August, September, sometime coming from China. That's no problem at all, by the way, because the tests that have been done by the YouTubers, the likes of Bjørn Nyland in Norway, who've been driving the Made in China Model 3, actually, there were some cold weather issues with the new battery chemistry. It's the LFP, lithium iron phosphate. And the very, very slow charging. I'm talking mega slow charging. When those cars were, A, new, software wasn't very good, and Tesla hadn't learned enough about those batteries in the cold, and it was ridiculously... It was, in some screenshots I got sent, single-digit kilowatt charge speeds for those LFP cells. Now, that was from one of my listeners in Switzerland, and, you know, it was cold there, obviously. And it's another example of how maybe you could say other car makers would have done an extensive 6 to 9 month testing program and then released it onto the customers, whereas you know that the way Tesla works and the customers largely don't mind being beta testers is, well, the car's good enough, ship it, like a Silicon Valley company would say, any like a software company, ship it, and we'll work out the bugs later with over-the-air updates. And they appear to be doing that, because the latest battery testing on these LFP cells, albeit it's warmer weather now, does appear to show a very good charge curve, nice and flat, but holding on to the charge for a faster speed for longer than the chemistry with cobalt in that's coming out of the Fremont cars. So, we'll wait and see. What I'm trying to say is, if you have concerns about buying a Chinese-made Model Y, you shouldn't. I'm very confident that those cars are bang up to spec. But what do you think? Always like to hear from you and feedback from the audience. Model S is all about efficiency. The Model S long range and the Plaid, of course, are new. Now we have the long range... the new long range have been called different things over the years. Official EPA range. So the old long range plus was 402 miles... official. Then the long range previously to that was 373. Now the new updated version, some call it the Palladium powertrain, has 405. Official EPA range, 405. Elon Musk did say on stage 412. He didn't get the memo. Someone has since been fired. I'm joking. I'm half joking. So yeah, he got it wrong on stage. It's not 412. It's 405 is the official EPA. But the efficiency rating, the MPGE, we don't have that here, has gone up from 111 to 120 over the last couple of versions of that car. So it would seem to imply the previous battery of 104 kilowatt hours is probably, 2 to 4 kilowatt hours smaller. So it's probably like 100 kilowatt hour pack back in the Model S, not 104, which is good. It's lighter. And, you know, less cells, which is fantastic. Okay, let's move on. Nissan is launching the new Aura, A-U-R-A. The Aura, with their EV power, which they call E-Power, and they're doing it in Japan. Sales start in the autumn. It's got the E-Power powertrain, says Green Car Congress. Little reminder, this is not an EV. It uses a petrol engine to generate electricity. That electricity then charges a battery, a teeny tiny battery, and that then powers an electric motor to move you forward. Of course, the car doesn't have a plug socket on, so it's really just a series/serial hybrid in that everything is in line. It starts with the petrol engine, and then it goes to the battery, then it goes to the motor. Now, this is wildly popular. In Japan, they introduced the system to the market in 2016 on the Note, into the Serena minivan in 18, the Kicks SUV back in June 2020, new version of the Note last year, and also the Qashqai here in Europe that got it in February. So, very impressive. Nissan pitch it as electrified simply because what turns the wheels is electrons, but how you make them is purely by burning stuff. Don't buy one of these. It's not an EV unless you want to buy one knowing you're buying a petrol car. I hate it when these things get advertised as, hey, Nissan's new EV. It's not an EV. Right, Peugeot are next, and they're opening the order books for the e-Rifter. This is one of the latest models to join Peugeot's really growing range of zero-emission vehicles, and now the vans, which are going to be delivered from November onwards. Prices start at £30,000. If you need this powertrain, it's the EMP two platform, so 100 kilowatts of power, 136 horsepower, in other words. What can I say? 50 kilowatt hour battery pack, 172 miles of range, great little van, a small van, available in two trim levels, one of them called the Allure, of course. If you're doing a trim level for what is ultimately a working vehicle, let's call that trim level the Allure. If you want to buy the e-Rifter little van. I guess it would apply, it would still, because it's below 35,000, it would still get the UK government grant. If it's not officially classified as a commercial vehicle, I'll look into that one. Okay, moving on. London Electric Cars, LEC, are a company that do classic car conversions, and I love this because they're now offering a £25,000 electric conversion for the classic Mini. Not the Mini that you see now, because it's anything but Mini. The 1960s classic shape Italian job Mini. They will take out the engine, or maybe the engine's kaput, and put in an electric powertrain for 25 grand, and that is brilliant. 20 kilowatt hour battery pack, 107 horsepower motor, says BMW blog. If you want a bit more oomph and power and range, they'll do a 25 kilowatt hour pack or a 30 kilowatt hour pack for 30 grand, lifted from an old Leaf. They will even do the current 40 kilowatt hour pack from a Leaf, but they have to take out the back seats because the Mini is very, very small. Auto Express saying the electric motor, also from a donor vehicle, the Nissan Leaf. They do put it under the bonnet at the front, and it has, you know, twice as much power as a standard Mini. So it's going to be so much fun. These cars are small, lightweight, going to give you a big smile. It'll keep these vehicles on the road for longer because maybe the chassis is fine, but the engine, for whatever reason, it's just going to be expensive to fix or it's completely gone. And the London Electric Car Company are going to spend the next 4 years expanding the cars they do this to. They've got kits for VWs, Ford Anglias, Lincoln Continentals. By the middle of the decade, they want 1,000 conversions from their London workshop. I love, love, love this story so much because it's taking current EV technology and putting it in a classic car. I also love keeping classic cars on the road, restoring them and keeping them in the condition they came out of the factory. There's room for everyone. But if you want to put an electric powertrain into a classic Mini that is a style icon, and for many people of a certain age, an icon of what they grew up with, then this would be such a good passion project, or a weekend car, or as that second car in your garage. It'd be so, so cool to have EV power in a Mini. For 25 grand? I mean, you have to provide the donor vehicle, by the way. That's still, I think it is a bargain. Yes, I do know the value of money, but I think that'd be such a cool price. Okay, let's move on. In a moment, we'll talk about Geely selling out of their Zeekr brand. Stick around for those details. Okay, let's meet the world's first 16-ton electric truck. There were 10 million electric cars on the world's roads at the end of last year, as registrations soared by 41% in a year, but when it comes to hauling heavy goods, most of the world's trucks are running on diesel. That is starting to change now, and in Germany, the world's first 16-ton all-electric truck, the Volta Zero, already on the roads in France, Italy, and Spain, and is entering official service by the end of the year, says the World Economic Forum. Electrifying truck fleets will have a positive impact on urban air quality. According to the UN, 9 out of 10 of us breathe polluted air. Air quality is at its worst in city centres. The 96 entries in the global league table of worst air quality locations, yes, they're all cities. Recent research shows that 3.5 early deaths are caused by outdoor air pollution. Now, in the Volta, the driver sits not only in the centre of the cab, that makes sense, then you haven't got to do right and left-hand drive versions. So, and you can get two people either side of you, or one person either side of you, I should say. So driver sits, you know, McLaren F1 style-y, slap bang in the middle, but also low, really low down, not with that huge position of most truck and bus drivers, but they've managed to get the driver sitting nice and low, and because it's at a low level, more in the eye line of pedestrians and along with other car drivers. Now, conventional truck blind spots get eliminated by the glass house It's just a ton of visibility in this. Plus, you get 220 degrees of visibility with cameras rather than conventional mirrors, and it should make them very safe, but of course it'll make them, regardless of where the driver sits, clean. They're fully electric, and we need more things like this in our towns and city centres. Great work there from the team at Volta with the Zero. I'm really excited about commercial trucking going all electric, and I can't wait to see more of them. I think things that don't get talked about, like the Ford Transit van, such a workhorse, such a legendary name, you know, and depending on how many they can sell, you know, you could get 5, 10, 20,000 of those out the door and really, you know, not even get noticed in the wider EV world. But think of the amazing difference that'll make to all those diesel vehicles coming off the road. God, can't wait to see more of them. Hey, let's talk about Geely next. Chinese company, owner of Polestar, etc. Zeekr is a premium EV brand launched by Geely, and they're sold out for the year. Chief executive of the company saying today, according to Reuters, Geely, like Polestar, Volvo owner as well, of course, launched the Zeekr brand back in April to target the growing Chinese demand for premium electric vehicles alongside NIO and Tesla. Executive saying that Zeekr will use a direct sales model to manage pricing and inventory. The brand plans to open more than 100 stores sometime this year. Geely's making Zeekr cars in China's eastern city of Ningbo and already sold out, already in demand. That is great. Nice little story to end the podcast on today. Let's talk about our brand new question of the week. Thank you to emobilitynorway.com for sponsoring question of the week. What's the best way to navigate an EV journey and charge on the way? Do you use your smartphone before you get in the car? Do you just start driving and use the car's internal system? And if you are a future EV owner, what do you think you'd like to do? What's the best way to navigate an EV journey and charging along the way? Let me know. Email me hello at evnewsdaily.com. Hey, thank you so much to our premium partners of the podcast, all of our Patreon supporters, but daily mention for Phil Roberts of Electric Future, Brad Crosby, Porsche of The Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, NationalCarCharging.com and AlohaCharge.com, Derek Riley from the EV Review Ireland YouTube channel, Richard over at rsev.co.uk for buying and selling EVs in the UK, and of course, emobilitynorway.com. Have a good and see you tomorrow. And remember, there is no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.